all into your hands, Lord Jesus, from our Sunday school, and even, Lord Jesus, our worship and praises, and even the word that will come. Father, we just know that you are in our midst this morning, and we will be blessed, Lord. So, Father, we commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands. You being the teacher, Lord, as we turn to the reading of your word, O God, come make it, Lord Jesus, a living bread unto us. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. We have been looking at the church age. And one area I'd wanted to draw your attention, all of us need to watch, is how the prophet, every age, how Jesus Christ was introduced to each age. And so we saw that in Ephesian age, the prophet said, Jesus Christ was introduced to the church as an unchanging God. Amen. So let's read Revelation 2. Revelation 2:1. It said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this thing saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, and who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Amen. And as I was saying, the prophet said, here there is what we call the keystone of the Bible. Praise God. He said the keystone of the Bible. When we say keystone, it's just like somebody who is going to give a speech, and he has what? A keynote of that speech. Maybe the keynote of that speech is we must help the poor. That's the keynote, to help the poor. And then you see that he has to talk about who are considered to be the poor and how should we help them. And then what it will be the reward of helping what? The poor. You see, but the key note of the speech actually is to help the poor. So here the prophet is saying the keystone of the Bible. That means the very thing that the Bible is standing on, which holds the Bible, praise the Lord. And that's what the prophet said. It is the revelation that God never changes. Amen. That's the keystone of the Bible. Amen. That God never changes. You see, upon that is everything based on. Because if you could see that one scripture the prophet used or have used most from 1947 to 1965, the scripture he used most in the message is Hebrews 13:8. God the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, that means the unchanging God. So that's what the prophet is saying, that the keystone of the Bible is what? The unchanging God. Hey, if God changes, we are lost. Praise the Lord. If he has to say something and then come back and make it right, we are lost. So, write this word here. No matter generations that will come, nothing can be taken out from this book. That's why his last prophecy, he said, no one should take, you see, it was a warning with a curse, that no one should take anything from it or add anything to it, because what? He's an unchanging God. That's the keystone of the Bible. Let's read, I think last time we read that scripture. Let's read this scripture, Ecclesiastes 3, 14 and 15. Can you give it Ecclesiastes? It's not working. Okay, all right. Okay. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. See, we are still looking at the keystone of the Bible, that God changeth not. Amen. Amen. And so, looking at Ecclesiastes 3, 14 and 15, he said, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Amen. See? He said, nothing can be put to it, amen, nor anything taken from it. Mm-hmm. See? Amen. Nothing can be put to it, and nothing can be taken from it. Just like what? The last warning in the book of Revelation. Add not, take not. Because I am a God that changeth not. And my ways changeth not. My word will not change. Praise the Lord. So don't take anything, don't add anything. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. God has laid it in that way. That we have to what? Respect it. Obey it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Let's go on. He said, that which has been is now. That which has been is now. See? Something that has already come, it is what? Still today. So we see that the church, praise the Lord, the way how the foundation was laid, praise God, from the time of Pentecost, it has not changed. Something that has been is still what God still stands on it now. See, something that has been is what? Now. Amen. He will not change anything. And then he said, and that which is to be, that which is to be, hath already been. Amen. And so what will happen in generations to come is still what is here today. You see, so the same yesterday, today, and forever. The unchanging God. See. Oh my. It's an unchanging God. That which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. God requireth that which is past. Amen. How the church started in the past. That's what God requires today. Amen. Amen. All that has passed, what happened on the day of Pentecost, how the church started, that's the same thing that got to be today. So he requires what? What has already been. He will change nothing. Amen. So, as the prophet said, he said, here it is. An unchanging God with unchanging ways. See, what he did at the first, he will have to keep on doing until it is done the last time. See? To continue until what? Until the last time. He will not change anything. There will never be a change. He said, apply that to the church ages. The prophet said, apply that to what? To the church ages. And now even coming to his prophets, he said, the kind of man that God chose for the first age and how God manifested in that man's ministry would be the example for all other ages. You see it? That's why the prophet could say, I preach like Paul preached. Praise the Lord. See. So the kind of man that God chose for the first age, that's Paul, and how God manifested in that man's ministry would be the example. So nothing must what? Nothing must change. It must follow the same way that how Paul preached. Amen. Nothing should what? Change. Even the other prophets that will follow, and even every minister, and even every church member, praise God. See, that must be, would be the example for all other ages. What God did in the first church age is what he wants to do in all other ages. See, he will not change anything. He said, now, we know exactly, we are still on the unchanging God. Now, we know exactly from the word which was recorded by the Holy Spirit how the first or the original church was formed, how God manifested himself in her. The word can't change or be changed because the word is God. Amen. Amen. See? The word cannot change. Because the word is what? God. And God is an unchanging God. So his word will never change. Praise the Lord. He said, to change one word of it, as did Eve, brings sin and death. See, even as it says in Revelation 22:18-19, you see, which we just said, that I testify that every man that heareth this word, if the prophecy of this book, you shouldn't add and you shouldn't take away. You see, he said, thus what the church was at Pentecost is the standard. How the church was at Pentecost is what? The standard. That is the pattern, and there is no other pattern. No matter what the scholars say, God has not changed that pattern. So if baptism was in the name of Jesus Christ, it has not changed. But we see that man, see how man has changed everything. See? The first age, the way how God put the church, there was no woman preacher. But today, women are standing in the pulpit preaching. See, they've changed something there. See? The parties must follow that. No matter what the scholars say, God has not changed that pattern. What God did at Pentecost, he has to keep on doing until the church ages close. Don't change anything. But here, the prophet is saying something here. Let's look at it closely here. He said, now watch and notice this. God cannot change, but the church could change. You see? God can never change, but the church can change. And that's what we see now today. Amen. As many different churches that we have those many different doctrines. Why should it be so? So because if you are not able to recognize, praise the Lord, the prophet of your age, brother, with the messenger of your age, that will be the result. Amen. Because the prophet said, God at every age spoke to only one man. Because when we read the Revelation, the message today, I said, unto the angel, unto the messenger of this age, write. So to only one man, for every age, he gave the message to only one man. So if you fail to recognize that one man and his message, of course, the world, you will change it. And that's why we have heard many different kinds of world churches today. So, brethren, we must be thankful to the Lord that we have found grace in his sight for us to be able to recognize, praise the Lord, the prophet of our age and the message that he has brought to us. Because it's upon what? Even he said the evidence of what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is to receive the message of your day. Praise the Lord. Because that is what the Spirit of God is behind. Amen. So, he said, God cannot change, but his church, the church could what? Change. I didn't say his church, please. I had a slip of tongue. Amen. He said, God cannot change, but the church could change. See? Now, don't get led astray here. When I said God and his ways never change, I did not say that the church and its messengers could not change. You see, the church isn't God. So she can change. But what I said was that because of the unchanging God, with unchanging ways, we can go back to the beginning and see the first and perfect act of God and then judge by that standard. See, we thank the Lord that as he changeth not, there is that word. That first and perfect act of God, which is still there. And so, that becomes our what? Our yardstick or our plumb line to look onto. Praise the Lord. You see. We thank the Lord. That is how it is done. The true church will always try to be like the original at Pentecost. That's our challenge now. Amen. This is the true church. Yes, we believe that we are the true church. But now, look, listen to the challenge now. It said, the true church will always try to be like the original at Pentecost. Amen. So, that's our challenge now. We got to be like what? Like the church at Pentecost. Amen. Amen. Brethren, this matter has been said many times. You see, the small things, the prophet said, the small things that we normally just overlook, they are really very, very important. Today, let me just, it's cold, but let me just say this thing to warm ourselves. Praise the Lord. Listen. This matter has been said many times. Please, our time, amen. I've seen it on the forum many times, how brethren put some things on the forum about how we will never miss our flight. Amen. We will never miss being late to work. Praise the Lord. Brethren, if we had to try to be like the original church, then when we say that 10 o'clock we are here to observe quiet time, it's very, very important. The prophet has spoken about it. Very, very important. Brethren, let's follow it. Amen. Let's do that. We want to try to be like the original church. Amen. So let us try, because he said the true church will always try to be what? The original church. I hope this morning I've not hurt anyone. Amen. Amen. So, it's called, let's warm ourselves with, sometimes we try to put ourselves under some pressure. Amen. The true church of today will try to approximate that early first church. Praise God. How many love the Lord? We thank him that he's an unchanging God. Truly. And so we see that in the church of Smyrna, he was introduced as the one true God. So we will know how he was introduced in all the seven church ages. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's bow the eyes and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have an absolute. And today, Lord, this morning, we thank you. You are in the midst of your church, Lord, as the unchanging God. Father, we thank you for our Sunday school. Even, Lord, we want to commit the rest of our activities today, Lord, into your hands, Lord. As the song leader and the musicians come, Father, we commit them into your hands. The Lord Jesus, all songs and praises of Zion, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus, will be ushered unto thy presence, Lord, this morning to create that great atmosphere where, Lord, we will be lost in your spirit, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we commit them to your hands as they come, God. Ourselves, oh, Lord, we commit our lips, our hands, our hearts, everything. We want to lift it up to thy glory and worship you this morning. Accept our worship this morning, we ask it. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you, brother.